Welcome to episode number 53 of Basha's Thoughts. Lately, I've been inspired by Marshall Rosenberg and the giraffe language, which is nonviolent communication. It was called the giraffe language because giraffes have very long necks, and with that, they get to look from up on top and they get a really good perspective of things. And a better chance of actually solving things. Also, they have a huge heart. And this is a language of compassion, of empathy, a language where you connect directly to what is truly meaningful and what really matters to us. And I was thinking about this language and the dance of the giraffe. See, the giraffe really likes to dance, and the dance of the giraffe is one of joy, and it's one that Marshall Rosenberg calls the making everything wonderful game. So the giraffe dances because it's fun, joyful, and it nourishes us deeply. In a way that touches us profoundly. And the dance of the giraffe is one that goes between empathy and honesty, and then moves back to empathy and then honesty. And that's how it goes. And if there's any objective, the objective is for everyone to enjoy it, for everyone to win, if you're using the terms of a game, a win-win game. And what I was thinking about lately, what I hadn't really thought much about, was the concept of money. You see, the language of the giraffe is one that does not really contain judgments. You do not judge others. You do not judge them as good or bad or appropriate or anything. Instead, the only thing that you see as a giraffe is other people's feelings and needs, and the only thing you can hear is please or a celebratory thank you. And thank you is very different from praise. Of course, this goes into the episode we had on the problems of incentives and the problems of rewards. Whenever you have any kinds of rewards, whenever you try to affect something in a manner so that people will do something, this is a part of this domineering, hierarchical type of power structure that we have in our world today. It is, in a way, a world that enslaves us because it becomes really difficult for us in our current world to actually have deeply meaningful lives and interactions. It becomes difficult to be the most creative beings that are able to grow and efficiently solve most of our problems. Instead, we compete, we have to hide, we have to defend ourselves, we have to come up with all sorts of strategies that are most hurtful and not at all satisfying, fun, or efficient. This is the world that we currently live in, but it does not mean that we are forced to live in those ways. And money in this system is a type of incentive. So if you want to organize large groups of people, how can you do this? Well, if you have a city or a country or a large civilization and you want to control everyone because you want to make sure that we all collaborate somehow. Actually, the way in which this has been done so far is through power. And you can force them to do this. You can threaten them to do this. You can say that if you don't, then we will come up with some bad consequences, so threats. And this is how slavery has been perceived. Now, the current form of slavery is perhaps an improvement, where we have Skinner's idea that it is more efficient to make people do things through incentives. And so we are incentivized by money. We work for our money and we get rewards that way. Now, this system of money is one that is based on judgment. See, we have to judge what something is worth. How much is your service worth? How much is your creation worth? So we need to set a price. We need to pay for things. And we need to ask for payments and charge people for services and goods in this current world. At least that's what we believe that we have to, because we have been accustomed to this. This is how things work. But the giraffe does not really use judgment. See, that's not a part of their language. And so this is the thing that I had not really thought much about, but that dawned on me that actually money cannot really be a part of the giraffe language, of this win-win world where we collaborate instead of competing, at least not in the way that it is being used today. We cannot put a price on things. We cannot say how much they are worth, because that is just not a part of the vocabulary of the giraffe. The giraffe only sees needs of others and feelings of others. The giraffe can only hear thank you, a celebratory thank you, and please, a kind request, not a demand, not a threat, and not something that comes with an incentive, a manipulative type of situation where if you do this, then I will do something else for you in turn. So money is not really a part of that system. This is why it's interesting to see how Marshall Rosenberg was able to live in this world with money and yet try to live as much as a giraffe as he could, and using the language of the giraffe. So what did he do? Did he charge for his workshops? No, he didn't. He didn't actually charge for his workshops. Instead, people would ask him, so how much do you charge if we want to have you come over and do a workshop of this sort? How much do you charge? And he would say, nothing. I do not charge for my workshops. I don't do anything for money. See? Because as soon as you start doing something for money, you're starting to be pulled into that whole system of judgment, of incentives, and then all of the problems with incentives that we spoke about earlier start to come up and manifest themselves in your life. So then he would say, instead, I can tell you how much I would be happy to receive. And if you feel like you really want to give me that amount, great. And if not, I'm sure that we can come to another understanding. But what if I don't want to pay you anything? That is also an alternative. Indeed, he did actually give workshops, not only for free, he even gave workshops in some places where he would actually pay the participants so that they could participate in his workshops, because otherwise they would not have been able to. But he was only able to do this because other people had given him money, because they were happy with the workshops that they had received. So he found a way of going around this. And one might think, well, that's just a play on words. You just say this and then you make yourself look good, and then it sounds like, but actually you're doing just the same thing. But see, the thing is, I think it's really essential to see the problem. See, if you're living in this world that we're currently living in, and you start seeing some of the problems, and you start seeing that there may be a way out, then you start realizing how important all of these structures are and how deeply they affect us. And you may think it's a minor thing, it's a minor detail, this doesn't really matter how you say it. And yet it does matter. It does matter profoundly within us. Because if you say, oh, this is just a play on words that we're doing, but you're actually just charging me and I'm paying for your service, then you're not giving yourself the opportunity to start seeing this other reality. Now, I believe that in the future, we won't even have money. But right now, we're still in this system of money. And so, truly understanding this idea is something that can be liberating to us. And Rosenberg also had participants who did not pay anything, and other participants who were happy with his workshops, and so they decided to give him other things instead of money, because they might not have had money to give. And he was happy with that too. And some of them would ask him, how can I share something with you of value to you? What would be of value to you? Would it be something that I could do? And he was happy to engage in those kinds of interactions as well. Because this is the difficult part for us when we are living within this system where it is difficult to trust anyone. It is difficult to trust another person and feel that what they're actually wanting to do is to find a win-win situation, which is what a giraffe is always wanting to do, looking for that, an enjoyable dance that makes everyone grow. But in the beginning, we still hear things, as Rosenberg says, through jackal ears. And the jackal is a creature that has been educated within our system and is looking for how is the other person trying to trick me? What are they actually trying to do? How are they trying to use me? And so when we are stuck in that, we may feel that we are right, and often we might be in our world. But whenever we're stuck in this, it becomes difficult to move outside of it. And outside of it, there is this wonderful world of dancing giraffes that have deeply meaningful conversations, interactions that celebrate life, live life as a celebration. And this is how they express their gratitude, as a celebration of what's going on. Wow, this is so awesome what we just did. What you just said, what you just did, that's so interesting because it affected me in this way, and it, in Rosenberg's words, perhaps, it made me feel this way and it met that need of mine. And we can all start participating in this fun, deep world. And the fun thing is that the more of us that start participating in this world, the more of us will actually be able to find more efficient solutions as groups, because we will start to collaborate in very different manners. And we will be able to not put so much energy on trying to defend ourselves or think up strategies or try to imagine in which way the other person is trying to mess things up for us and trying to defend our things, our information, trying to lie to others so that we will have an advantage, trying to all sorts of things that are not actually focused on solving problems. Instead, we can put that energy on what is truly meaningful to us. And in a system like that, it is essential that we become as creative as possible. And in a system like that, of course, punishment and rewards do not exist. There is no manipulation of others, there is no domination of others, there is only a win-win type of interaction where we all aim to win. And so the more of us that choose to move into that type of world, even taking little steps like learning Rosenberg's nonviolent communication and starting to apply it, the more of us will be working on creating a solution for our world today. Because, as we've spoken in other episodes, one of the big problems that we're facing right now is just that, the language of the jackal as the basis of our culture, and competition instead of collaboration. So if we are able to find ways of collaborating, of always finding win-win situations, this will be a strong basis for a new society. And we will be able to find all kinds of solutions. And of course, as we've talked in other episodes, this is the time when this can actually happen. This is the time when we no longer need the power structures that dominate from the top down, because we can organize through autonomy now. And so, I find the language of the giraffe one that can be the language of the future, and a possible solution that may bring about enormous change in the world. And apart from that, it brings deeply satisfying situations and a deeply satisfying life. That was it for today. I might talk to you in another podcast episode. Take care.